Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Last season on We're Alive.
Nothing used to scare me. I didn't fear death or what might be there on the other side if today was my day. That was then, and this is now.
Receiving reports from all around the Los Angeles area and downtown San Diego. Men and women attacking each other, fighting and thrashing at one another. Local law enforcement is now responding.
Michael, it's Lieutenant Angel. We need you to come to the unit right away.
Angel, where the hell is everyone else?
What the hell happened to you? You look pale.
You didn't see it? Weren't you on the 5-2? Things ran onto the freeway.
See that shit? They tore that car apart like a tin can.
Guys?
There's too many!
They're on fire!
It's just not stopping!
Aim for the head!
How the hell are there so many? That was like 100!
I swear one of them looked like the commander.
You need some place like a prison.
This isn't just about us. There are a lot of people out there who are where we are now, locking themselves in some safe place, waiting things out, hoping that someone is going to come rescue them.
My girlfriend's apartment building. One main lobby with a small stairwell. We could turn off the elevators. That gives us a very small area to contain as the entrance.
How do you expect to make it to the building? Like, the roads are probably jammed with broken down cars and God knows what else.
We'll take one of the Humvees.
Do we really need to wear a uniform?
You wear this, and people will know who you are and won't think twice about coming with you. There's a lot that this uniform represents that we will need out there.
How does it look out there?
Saul, you're driving! Did you really have to run over the commander?
Stop the car!
What is it?
Look, up there, the roof of the flower shop.
How many up there?
Just two.
Jump onto the roof!
I didn't think anyone was going to come.
Hi, Pegs. I'm Saul. And that's Angel and Michael.
Riley, nice to meet all of you.
Pull around to the side, down that ramp. We'll secure from the ground floor, starting with the parking garage.
You two be ready to fire. On three. One, two, three!
Oh, shit! Oh, man. Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Who the hell are you?
I'm Datu, the maintenance guy for the building.
You have the keys, don't you? And you know what key opens what door. And every place that someone or something might be hiding in this building. We need your help.
We're gonna need to get organized.
The more people that we can help and have hide out here, the more important it is they each pull their own weight.
Let's get moving.
Saul, Angel, get down here.
We got something.
Please let us in. Oh, oh shit, they're wrong.
It's too late.
What the fuck happened? Get that too. Find whatever you can to board up this door. They keep pounding like this and their hinges are gonna go.
God, he can't be dead.
How's the girl doing?
Oh, Lizzie, she'll be all right. I found some meds in the cabinet that should calm you. I was thinking maybe we should have a little store or something that we keep everything valuable. That way we know what we have and what we need.
Then what is our top priority?
Getting through that door so we can clear the lobby. See, Lizzie said she came here because she saw it was boarded up and knew people were alive inside. What if more people see it right now and think this place is safe? We need generators, and we need them soon. I mean, we lose power. All those frozen foods are useless. Take a minimal crew, just two of us.
When are you leaving?
First thing in the morning.
How long are you planning to be gone?
Less than a day, if we can help it.
I got it. You could make some signs. You know, we could hang them from the rafters here. You could sew some sheets together and paint some signs.
Yeah.
Pull into this market.
Shit. This one's been raided too.
Come on, let's just see what they got left.
File in one at a time, please. We need to make sure you're all okay.
Please, give us your name so we can write you down and any skills or jobs you might have had.
Can you believe this? The only two worth mentioning from the second group were Tommy and Kelly. Tommy was 16 at the time and was being babysat by his aunt when everything went bad. Kelly was a lawyer back before all this happened and didn't really care much for kids.
You think I want to babysit you? Your mom left you with me and didn't come back. What am I supposed to do now? Do you want me to just leave you?
It's the boy. His aunt told me he has celiac disease. He can't eat gluten.
Which means the roof is now a priority. Come on, let's go try and deal with that asshole who's locked himself up on the top floor.
I knew you'd be back. Thought you might be able to sneak up on me, did you?
See what I mean? He's lost it.
We need to get to the roof, and we can't do that unless you let us through. All we want to do is use it to grow some food. That's all. We just need to get past your door.
Oops. What do you mean, oops?
What happened?
One of them was just close to the edge. It just fell off.
Oh, well, that's...
What is it doing?
It's calling others. There's more coming.
Mike!
Michael! The front door! They're almost through! There must be hunters out there!
Get everyone upstairs. Everyone who can wield a rifle or pistol, send them to the lobby. Hurry!
We're here!
Shoot every face you see poking through. We need to hold them.
There's so many!
Pull up over here.
Oh, shit. Locked and loaded. I didn't know they had one of these in L.A. Oh, damn it. It's been raided.
Looks like someone had our same idea. It's just a bathroom.
Yeah, but someone locked themselves in. He's alive. Get the medic bag from the Hummer. Hurry.
Shoot that bitch in the face! You two hammer the nails back into that door. It's starting to come loose.
Through!
Everyone to the stairwell.
This door can't hold up much longer.
We are here, and we're not going anywhere, and we are not giving up.
I need a volunteer who knows the area well enough to go with me.
Well, I do, I suppose. Todd and I did not live far from here.
Good. I have two cars downstairs with full tanks of gas. We need to draw as many as we can away from the tower. If they continue like this, we won't last the night. You, Riley, and anywhere else you can find, start sealing off the stairwell entrances as best you can. Come on, you want some? Come get some!
He was totally hypoglycemic. He must have been in the bathroom for some time.
Are there any gas stations with diesel in the area?
There's a tank around back. You can fill up. Go inside and open my safe.
Your safe is empty.
Not that.
What is it?
What old Bert had in this backyard. You think that generator's big enough for us?
Wow. That's huge. I think that's more than what we'll need. Good old Bert has more surprises. Come here. It wasn't a safe. It's more like a room.
Claymores? Grenades, MP5, assault rifles? Is this a 50 cal?
And there's more here than we can fit into the Hummer, so let's just grab what we can for now. We'll come back later for more.
Just wait till Michael sees all this.
Oh! Oh, God, he's got a leg! I can't get through shot! Angel's bullet!
Move aside a sec. Let me see it. Yep, it's one of them smart ones.
Smart ones?
Yeah. Some of them are different, but it seems to me that the smarter you are in life, the smarter you are in death, too. I mean, well, did you get that polished silver pistol on the back wall?
Hell yeah. The Desert Eagle? That thing's pretty.
My favorite, too. Just glad they didn't get it. Gunnery Sergeant Bert Scott. Uncle Sam's misguided children. Retired, of course.
Wait a sec, Saul. There's a car moving over there.
They're headed towards us.
More survivors!
Wait, it kind of looks like Michael and Lizzie.
It is them.
I didn't know what to expect when we got back there. I'd grown somewhat attached to our little group and worried we might be a little too late.
We need to find some way to draw them away from the building.
You know how to work one of these things?
Well, the hell did you get a claymore?
Set it up and then we'll draw them out.
Where'd you get this guy from?
Here they come.
Ain't getting through here.
Is that all of them?
Let's hope. I didn't see any of our people as those things.
Where to?
Let's go find our friends. The building is swarming with them. It seemed like every corner we rounded, we'd find 10 more.
Holy hell, this is fun!
Hold them! Don't waste your ammo!
They're here.
Michael! Oh, thank God! Hurry, Ossoff! We're almost out of ammo!
Where are you?
We're in 6G! Hurry!
There's no time!
Thank God you're here!
5 rounds, Michael. We only had 5 rounds left. You couldn't have cut it any closer, could you?
They headed right for us. They didn't see us, but they knew we were in there.
We took this off of a home we drove by. It had so much stuff piled on top of it in the Hummer, I forgot we grabbed it. I figured it would be nice to have a security door. Hey, check this out. It's an electric keypad. Since those things probably can't figure out how to use it, we can write the code right on it and any survivors can come in.
I made this for you. I thought it might help. I found the video camera upstairs and took it apart. I made it smaller and even put a bracket on it so you can mount it on the wall.
Really?
We could watch the lobby from upstairs.
Yeah. Can you make more of these?
Yeah, I think.
Unless we establish what's going on here and who's in charge, we're going to have a big mess on our hands.
I agree. But Michael, this is not the army.
Gather everyone up, and I do mean everyone, and we'll meet, where's a big enough spot to hold all of us? We need to be able to hold around 20 or so.
The apartment next to Riley's shop is big enough.
Thanks. All right. That'll be our meeting room from now on. Get everyone and meet there in, say, half an hour. We have some serious shit to work out. For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Sergeant Michael Cross, First and foremost, let me set one thing straight. None of you would be here right now if it wasn't for myself, Specialist Saul Tink, or Lieutenant Angel Tenuto. Regardless of where you might have gone, you wouldn't be here. If you want to stay, you need to follow the rules. If you don't like it, you can leave. Everyone will choose a department that they would like to work in. Saul is in charge of the motor pool and the scavenging parties. Riley is in charge of food and supplies. Pegs, the garden. Lizzie, water. Datu, power. Angel and I are in charge of personnel, safety, and intel. Bert, you mind being in charge of the armory? Whatever we don't know right away, we'll learn. Tomorrow's the start of a new beginning. Datu, put your generator on the balcony of one of the apartments on the top floor. Get it in the elevator and up here before we lose the main power. Now for a water tank. How about this? You make the container for the water in an apartment below us and just have a pipe coming from up here down there for when it rains. Yeah. Surprised to see you out of your apartment.
Where are my cucumbers?
Hey. Are you okay? Something's wrong with him, Michael.
He's lost it.
Oh my God. Is he one of them? We have some dried blood here. Left pant leg.
And cut him off.
Come on, baby. Don't do this.
That's it. Just pills and an IV.
That's all we can do for now.
How could he have gotten like this?
Infection. Even a small one can kill you.
Oh, what the hell?
You think the weather is affecting the power?
I sure hope that's all it is.
It's out.
What are we gonna do?
Listen, everyone calm down. We're on it. Just go back to your rooms. The weather's just causing some problems.
What do you mean it's gone?
There's no more. Maybe a transformer blew or the power plant overloaded. Whatever it is, we can't fix it.
The generator. How long?
We need more fuel. We only had a small amount, and if we hook it up to only the fridges, we can last 2 more days at the most.
Let me guess. I'm the one going to get some.
You got it.
And I won't get to use the Hummer because it uses diesel, just like the generator.
So far, you're right on.
Well, someone go tell Lizzie I'll meet her in the motor pool. You've been selected to come with me on this. Power's out. Now we gotta go out there and get something to fix it so things don't get worse back here.
Where should I put my bag? In the back here?
What? You're going too?
Well, yeah. Didn't Michael tell you?
Oh, thank God.
Michael, is this the kind of person that should be in charge of this mess? Well, I won't be having it anymore. I'm leaving. Is no one coming with me? Fine, I see how it is.
You were just leaving, weren't you?
I changed my mind.
On your feet,
Michael.
I just sent 2 of my good friends out there to try and help you people, and I'll be damned if you throw it back in their faces. Everyone makes sacrifices here. You're not the only one. You remember that. You pull this shit again and you'll never come back. And that goes for any of you.
Lizzie thought there might be other survivors out there, like us. Less than an hour later, we found what was left of them.
Shit, this truck's empty.
Check the back car.
I think you're right. I think it is them. Or was. The convoy was just heavily armed and they were overrun.
How many people do you think this was?
Maybe 10 or so. Hard to tell from what's left.
They armored their cars up better than ours.
Something doesn't feel right. You saying they were ambushed?
What if there are some that were smart enough to make a trap?
But do you realize what this shit means? Some of these things are intelligent enough to trick us. I'm a good shot when they're just running blindly at you, but this, I just don't know about this.
Bert, don't turn around, but we're being watched.
Freeze!
He moved. Shit!
Get back to the car! Hurry! We're catching up!
We're going 50!
They're stopping. Something's calling them back.
My house isn't far from here. I bet that we will go back there and pick up my girl.
What does she look like in case she's turned, that is?
She's kind of short, but she's quick.
Your dog?
Oh, I knew you'd be okay. Did you miss me? That's my girl. Did you?
We came all this way for your dog. When this all went down, the safest place was that prison. It's designed to keep people in and keep people out. Eastern Bay isn't full of white-collar criminals that cheated on their taxes. Those are hardened criminals. I'd stay as far away from there as possible.
The only other route that we might be able to use takes us right by the prison. What is this place?
Angel says this is where some of the tankers load up.
Go ahead and start her up.
Ah! stupid little shit. Thought he'd get the drop on me.
You and your damn hand cannon, Bert. They heard that. Lady. Shit. I gotta go get her.
There's no time.
Saul.
I'm coming, girl. I'm coming.
They're right behind you.
Shit.
Saul. It's pesticide there.
You hear that? They didn't get him yet. I know that boy. He ain't going down without a fight. Son of a bitch.
Saul.
Boy, you're a fucking miracle.
All I remember is falling to the floorboards in the back seat, holding Lady. Next thing I know, they left. I could have sworn. In the middle of the night, I heard voices.
What the fuck is it?
A car. Blue convertible.
They're headed right for us.
How do they know where we are? Or that we're not kid gobblers? I only saw them because they were moving.
It looked like two guys. But it took me a minute to figure out one was a girl. Those pistols they were carrying came from my shop.
Back up! Back up now!
Lizzie!
Back up, bitch! Or shoot!
Hold on.
Saltink.
Letch. And that's my sister, Scratch. We're twins.
You have something that belongs to us.
And what the hell do we have?
You're talking about the rig here. Why can't you just grab another from the refueling depot?
Oh, those are ours too. What's in our territory belongs to us. Now you know the rules.
See that other abandoned rig behind you over there? See its side mirror? We will spare your lives. Just walk away.
Come on, Scratch.
They're gonna be gone in a sec. And I need to hurry if I'm gonna follow. I'll make sure they don't follow you back to the tower. Bad enough to worry about the zombies for me.
Stay tuned. Zombie Survival returns Monday, August 16th, 2010.